going on, everyone? We are back with another episode on the Sober Mind podcast, talking about critical issues that are important to the destination of your soul, you know, that are important to how you live life, relationships, things you genuinely should care about if you don't already, which is relationships with people, and most importantly, our relationship with God, and how to live a life that pleases Him through clearing the way we think from the foolishness and the stupidity that we see from the actions around us every day. I think it's important for us to, I guess, level with that to some degree. Welcome to Sober Mind Podcast. Today we're talking about if I could miss out if I wait on God. Is that a potential? Is that a possibility? Could we miss out if we wait on God? Waiting. When we think about waiting, there's no better symbol to waiting than the buffering logo that comes on when we're waiting for a video to load, or halfway through, you know, your internet connection might be a bit weak, so the symbol comes up and starts to spin, or you know, or the long version that you normally get on your desktop computer, where you're waiting to transfer a file, download a file, delete a file, whatever it is. It is the symbol of please be patient while the computer performs this request or command that you've given to it. It's probably one of the most annoying symbols as well, especially when you're watching a movie, streaming it via your favorite network site, and this sign comes up halfway through a movie, like an action sequence of, you know, somebody about to jump off the side of a building, and then it pauses, and this stupid little symbol comes up. It doesn't tell you anything. You just know that you need to wait. In order to carry on from when you left off, you need to wait. Interesting. It epitomizes the digital age, doesn't it? Nearly every device, every website, every app, every game, wherever it is, if there's something digital involved, this is the symbol that instructs you to wait. And wait we do. Or we just go, nah, exit off, go watch another video, or go and get another version of what I need. Interesting, isn't it? That little symbol. And especially when it doesn't have the percentage sign. You don't know what it's doing. You know, what am I waiting for? And at times, that's what it's like when we walk with Jesus. He tells us to wait without the percentage sign. He just tells us wait. There's no sign. There's no 98%, 68%, 72%. It's just wait. 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 It can become infuriating at times. It can become quite annoying. And that's something personally in my own life. Creativity is something that I love. I love being creative. You know, very digital with my fingers in terms of I can graphic design, websites, many other things I can do. And I love it. I really do love and enjoy being creative. However, there's a big situation and big issue that comes up is my lack of prayer sometimes when it comes to me wanting to be creative. I normally run to the creativity, run to the activity, run to the starting of a new idea without first committing my ways to God and saying, Father, what would you have me to do today? Father, how should I care and share my gifts with others today? I just want to run off and go, right, had a great idea yesterday, now it's time to implement it. But instead of bringing it to God first, I'm rushing off and doing it. And this is a personal journey to this current day that I'm walking through and I'm working through, learning to bring things to God in prayer first, commit my ways to God first, and then I move on. I need the Bible to transform my thinking. Instead of me just rushing off, I come and sit before His Word and say, Lord, how can I best use these gifts and mold these gifts to work with the creativity and the desires and the passions that I want to do with the works of my hands? Whether it's designing, whether it's making music, whether it's building a website, whatever it may be. It's personal, isn't it? Waiting. It's not something abstract over there. It's personal to you and it's personal to me. So why do we wait? What's the point? You know, we want things now. I don't wait for it. You know, I'm taught more or less every point in my life. If I journey from where I live now into central London, where I live quite close to, there will be at least, I could guarantee 5 points that would illustrate or teach or show me sorry, impatience. Have it now. From the very time I leave my house and I warm up my coffee in the microwave. Man, 3 minutes. Or I might have a quick ready meal before I leave. I mean, I've got to catch my bus or I've got to start my journey. I've only got 15 minutes left to go. Man, you know what? I'm going to throw in a ready meal for 3 minutes. I'm going to have chili con carne with rice. You throw that in, you yam it in 3 minutes. In 3 minutes, it's done. It's teaching you impatience without you even knowing it. The very microwave you use is teaching you to be impatient. Because if you went to a restaurant and you said, can I have chili con carne? You won't get it in 3 minutes. And most likely, there'll be an air of impatience towards that. Maybe a bit buffered for the fact that you are in a restaurant, but you'll still be impatient. And it filters out into other areas of our life. A billboard. Why wait? Get your favorite TV shows on demand now. Directly to your phone. You don't have to wait. You can have that right now. You can sign up to this $14.95 whatever a month now. You don't have to wait. The world screams at you. Why wait? Why be patient? Patience is an old adage. It's unimportant. Or someone could get it first. You could lose out. Someone could get there first, and if you don't get in, then you've lost out. There are many stories about people who didn't go first and ended up having a more successful company or business. Think about Apple. Microsoft went first, but Apple now run the world digitally, don't they? Amongst other companies, you know? It's important to think about waiting and taking time over a decision, a process, a relationship, especially a relationship with God. It's important to wait. You know, the world's mantras and philosophies tell us, get it now, hustle hard, work hard, play hard. This is the mindset that we're given. It's spewed out through media, regurgitated. They take these idioms and these sayings and philosophies and mantras, and they churn them up in a ninja mixer almost, and they spew it out through their movies and their documentaries and news channels and so forth. And it conforms your mind to thinking, I must be like that. I must get it now. I must be on my ting. I must be moving. So when the Bible speaks about waiting, you think, what do you mean, God? You can't be right here. Because our minds are conformed to the pattern of the world, which tells us now. Microwave mindsets. We must be very careful. See, there are many sinful parasites that lurk at the door of impatience. Where impatience exists, it's like the big door in front of the entrance to, I guess, your heart. It speaks in James of allow patience to perfect you. It completes you. So if you're impatient, can you just imagine what it does and allows to happen? Think of an argument that you've had with somebody. If you took a moment to be patient and take time to think about the other person across the table, the traumas, the hard moments in their life, the reason why they are responding or reacting that way, you probably would have that friendship today. You mature in that. Patience matures you, doesn't it? But if you're impatient, it doesn't allow you to mature emotionally, intellectually, and especially it doesn't allow you to mature spiritually. It allows things like selfish ambition. You know, masks like drive and zeal. Like, you know, I'm on my thing. I'm going hard for the Lord. I'm grafting. These are the words we use, don't we? I'm focused. No one's going to stop me. No one's taking me off of what I'm doing. But sometimes that is masked as selfish ambition, a drive for self, what I can get, what I can do. But you see, if you woke up and spent many times in the morning praying and asking God to fill you with His Spirit and to show you the path to go and to order your footsteps, it's no longer selfish ambition, it's selfless ambition, where you allow God to work on you, to help others and care for others. It clears the mind, prayer, doesn't it? It clears the mind. What about jealousy and envy? These things lurk at the door, don't they, where you're impatient. Instead of taking time to think about, man, I'm glad he's got that car. Or I'm glad he runs that successful business. Or I'm glad he has a very healthy marriage. Impatience tells you to be, well, why should he have this? It doesn't allow you to think impatience, does it? It's impulsive. You just splurt out and you just react. But patience tells you to take your time. But we can't attain patience if we don't understand what it means to wait. We must learn how to wait. So my question to you, which I ask myself, is really, can I do better? Can I do better than God? That's the question we've really got to ask ourselves. It's not, could I miss out if I wait on God? It's like, could I do better? Because if I can do better, then let me just throw away the Bible and do what I want. And let me see how successful I'm going to be. Let me ask you a few questions as I ask myself these questions. And let's mull over and think over these questions. When you feel like not waiting, why is that? Is it because you have a better plan? Is it because you feel impatient? Is it because you've waited long enough? Do you have the recipe for how long one should wait? Do you think you can get to the end of the goal better than God's way? Do you feel like I don't feel like the narrow way is going to give it to heaven, so you know what? I'm going to create a way in between the narrow way and the broad way, this little way here, and I'm going to charter that, you know, a little bit of the broad way and a little bit of the narrow way is going to be good for me to get myself to heaven. Do you know better than God in heaven? Do you know better than his spirit who lives within us? Do you know better than his word? It's a question to ask yourself. Really challenge the mind. Genuinely do. Don't just say, no, I don't. And have apathy towards it. Like, no, man, of course not. It's God. You know, no. Think about it. Challenge your heart. Challenge the mind. Do you think you know better than God? And if you do, that's a genuine conversation and prayer to have before God and say, Father, like, realign me. Show me your way and not my way. That's pride. We must deal with that. So we allow ourselves to open our mind when we get rid of pride through his spirit, to open our minds to understand his way. It says in the word, his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Perhaps you have a well-drafted five-year plan, a five-year goal, and you can't deter from it because you've had lawyers, business, wise people input into this, and you've got this well-airtight guarantee of what your life's going to be like in 5 years, whether through business or through choices you're going to make financially. Would you be willing to put that aside to see if God's plan is better? Are you willing to wait on him, regardless of the plans you've made? So let's get into scripture. Let's really sober our minds. Let's come to the true epitome and the zenith of sobering our minds in scripture. The first place we're going to turn to is Isaiah 64:4. And Isaiah 64:4 talks about provision and protection. Isaiah 64:4 says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you who acts for the one who waits for him." God acts on your behalf when you wait for him. That's amazing. That's promise. That's something we can trust in. That's God telling us, wait on me, I'll act on your behalf. Wait in prayer. Wait in the word, read the scriptures, do what's right, and he will act on your behalf. This ain't docile, you're doing nothing, being lazy. No, the Bible speaks clearly against lethargy and laziness, and it speaks judgmentally against it. Don't be lazy and don't be lethargic. No, waiting on him, that's an activity. Waiting is an activity when you do it with God. He acts on your behalf. That's amazing, isn't it? Provision and protection. That's a promise that you got to keep. That's a promise you got to hold on to when the enemy want to lie to you and say to you, hey, if you wait here, you're going to lose that. If you wait here, you're not going to achieve your goals. God says, I'm acting on your behalf when you wait on me. So imagine that. When you fold your arms and you meditate in prayer and you talking to the Lord and you're patiently waiting and hoping on him, he's doing things on your behalf. Wow. Come on, man. Would you rather have your hands acting or God's hands acting? Would you rather have your hands trying to open doors or God's hands open doors? Isaiah 40:31 is the next one. Renewed strength. And a lot of people may know this one. If you don't, let's chew over it. Isaiah 40:31. "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint." when you wait on God, he renews your strength. So he doesn't just act on your behalf, but he renews your strength as well. How amazing is that? God replenishes you while you wait on him. And not only does he replenish you, but he's still working and doing things on your behalf whilst you wait on him. These are some serious promises that we must hold to and question ourselves. Why should I wait on God? Well, first of all, it's because he provides for me. He protects me on my behalf. He's the one who acts while I wait for him. Secondly, he renews my strength. He replenishes me. He strengthens me where I didn't even know I was tired and weak. And see, when we wait on God, that's where we realize that we were weak. We don't know we're weak when we're working. We're just doing it. We're just running on adrenaline. We just make it happen. I'm grafting, I'm pushing, and then burnout happens. You get tired. And that affects everything when you get burnt out. Especially when you get burnt out spiritually. You get tired and you've just been running on empty, you didn't even know it. It's the same thing with us, with our minds and our hearts. When the mind runs on empty, it takes only a moment. It takes only a blip in the road, in the journey, for true mental damage to happen. So take care of your mind. Take care of your time. Take care of your health. Spiritual health, mental health, and physical health is very important. Wait. Take time to replenish your strength. Most importantly, replenish your strength in God's presence. Because that changes the perspective of everything. Spiritual is the core. It changes the perspective on you physically. It changes the perspective on you mentally. Start with the Spirit first. Start with God first. Wait in his presence. Wait in prayer. Wait on the word and you can grow. Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. God's gonna do it. No one can frustrate his plans. So just be still. Because I will be exalted. You know, I don't need people to exalt me. I will exalt myself. I will show the world who I am. Don't worry about that. What you must be concerned about is your activity. Be still and know that I am God. It's not your activity that defines you. It's your ability to stop and know that he is God. To stop, slow down, take time to wait and know that he is God. Sometimes we can be proud in our activity. Sometimes pride is activity. Oh, I can do it. I'll make it happen. I will tick that off the checklist. I will accomplish this task on my own. Self-sufficiency. As Christians, we must remind ourselves, wait on God. He will renew our strength. Wait on God. He will act on my behalf. Wait on God. And a beautiful scripture here. You will know that he is God. I will know him. That's relationship. Some beautiful, beautiful stuff here. Honestly, like it just opens my eyes and helps me understand and grow in my walk with God day by day and bit by bit. We must soak in the word. See, when you soak in the word, your mindset changes. You start to conform to the pattern of the word and not the pattern of the world. It's quite amazing, actually. So think about moments in your life where you have put yourself into a situation where you've been impatient, where you've rushed. Tell me how successful that is compared to when you wait, take your time, go over it, analyze things. Be a bit introspective into your character, your nature. Go through the word and the scriptures and say, does this line up with the way that God wants me to act and God wants me to behave? I think that's pretty important there. We must look into that. I could encourage you today to wait, be patient, and spend time with the Lord. That means in his word. That means in prayer. These are practical things that we do. We do these practical things of scripture. Our lives change. Our thinking change. We start to have clear views as we approach our day. It's more vivid, more open. So do the same thing. Start your day right. Start your day with Jesus. Pray before each task. Commit your ways to the Lord. Take time to pull away. It might be a week. It might be half a week. To fast. To take time to go over the plans you have for the future. Don't just rush off and expect that, I'm going to do it and God's going to be there. Yeah, he will be there. But let's practice, let's level up and practice waiting on God. renewing our strength, allowing him to act on our behalf, to see these miracles and this, these amazing things that God can do when we sit down and take our pride out of the way, and our ego and our arrogance and our lust out of the way, and allow God to work on our behalf. And not only that, get to know God in that time of waiting. Be still and then know. Stop moving, stop being active, and stop being, you know, all of this stuff that the world has. Move, 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 hustle, 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 grind, grind, grind. No, be still and know your God. Get to know who he is. Spend time in scripture, study, grow, pray, and you will see how much change will happen in the future, how much things will grow in your life in ways that you could never understand or never do by yourself. I'm Charles for Sober Mind Podcast today. Have a good day, and have a day of clear thinking and critical thinking to understand, to grow, and to know God, and to live a life of fruitfulness and goodness. God bless you.